was born and educated in Hamilton, and always sang. But in my day, you were not. It was suggested that you didn't have singing lessons till you were 16. So at 16, I was taken to meet some nuns who said they didn't really teach singing in Hamilton, but one of the nuns in a convent called St. Joseph's in Fairfield had been a singing teacher, and she taught me some songs and sent me up to sing in Auckland competitions in the under 17 classes. And I won all four classes, and I got a letter from Sister Leo inviting me to have lessons from her. And that's how I started having my lessons from the wonderful Sister Mary Leo. I studied under her probably 10 years or more. She was the most amazing lady. She loved all her girls, and we were all very precious to her. There were probably only a handful of us who went on to do more. To sing well, it takes more than talent. You've got to have the dedication and the drive.
She was set to be very big in opera and had already done a lot of things. Her and Kerry and Malvina Major were all moving through at the same time and friends and doing similar things, doing the Song Quest, which she won. and she went and did some roles with the Australian Opera Company, and she is massive. When we go to singing teacher conferences, she is just one of the most wanted people in the room. Everybody wants to talk to Joan Kennaway.
I have by choice stayed in New Zealand. I was offered a chance to go to the London Opera Centre, but I chose not to go to take up that offer. And it was the right choice for me. I met and married Rick, and I've had the most amazing life here. Sister Leo was in her 90s when she died, and we hadn't sung together, the girls who were in her choir. It was a very special choir. We hadn't sung together for probably 20 years or more. And we sang as a group at her funeral, and the sound was just the same as it had been before. So she had something very special to give, and I'm hoping that I'm passing that on to a lot of other singers.
She's changed my life completely. She, you know, apart from pushing me into a career, what became a career, what I thought was just a stopgap money earner, becoming a vocal coach, she gently, without pressure, just drives you forward to achieve things you never ever thought you could achieve. And then I've watched her do that to other students so much more effectively than I can. So I've still got a lot to learn, because her students will go on and do school. They'll go on and do musical theatre school and opera schools and really achieve amazingly, you know, with like Kawati Waitford back singing now for Opera in the Garden and really something super huge in his future for opera for New Zealand. And Hayden T, who's playing, you know, one of the lead roles in Les Miserables, you know, and he came back and sang for Opera in the Garden. And I think that's the other thing, is that you just fall in love with her. So she's not just a teacher, you just love her. That's probably because she loves you. Her and Rick, you just become part of their extended family.
I think you've got to have this bubble inside you that to sing, it's like a bubble and it just comes out. You want to sing, and you've got to sing, and it's part of your being, part of your psyche. There's a wonderful book that was written for last year, 20 years of Opera in the Garden, and I'm on the back, there's a lovely quote from Billy Joel saying, "I think music in itself is healing. It's an explosive expression of humanity. It's something we are all touched by. No matter what culture we're from, everyone loves music." And I think that's an absolutely beautiful thing, because if there's music in your life, there's happiness.